holy temple still stood in the holy city of Jerusalem, holiest of all cities. There was a ship at sea, and there was a storm that grew upon that sea and tossed the ship from one place to another. And eventually the ship began to break apart, and people grabbed onto everything they could just to stay alive. But in the midst of the storm, alas, sadly, everyone drowned except for one person. Now, this person was a Roman soldier, and he found a piece of wood, a plank, and he held onto it. He held on it with all of his might. And the sea tossed him from one place to another, until finally it cast him upon the shore. Now, when he got on shore, he realized he was very much naked, and he was ashamed. And so he buried himself in the sand. Now, down the road, there came a caravan of Jewish travelers who were making their way to the holy city of Jerusalem. And the man called out to them. He said, "Have pity on me, good friends, for surely we are brothers, the offspring of Esau, the son of Isaac, who was the father of your father, Jacob. Take pity, have mercy on me, and give me something to cover up my nakedness, because it shames me to be naked like this. After all of my garments, everything I own went down with that ship." And the Jewish travelers, they answered him, "May all your people and kindred be like you." And then they went, laughing, for they had no pity on him, and they went along their way. And indeed, not only did they not have pity on him, they even cursed him and all of his nation. Now, not too long afterwards, a holy rabbi came walking down the road. And when the Roman soldiers saw him, he called out to him, "I see that you are a respected elder amongst your people, and you know the respect in which all men should be held. I beg you, I ask you, please, please give me something to wear in order to cover up my nakedness and to conceal my embarrassment from everyone. For I'm ashamed to remain naked as when I came forth from my mother's womb, for all my clothes and everything I own was lost at sea." Now, the holy rabbi looked immediately and saw the Roman, and he walked over and he took off his coat and he gave it to him. Not only did he do that, he helped him up out of the sand and he took him to his own house, and at his own house, he washed him, he clothed him, he fed him, he kept him in his house until his strength came back. And then the Roman soldier said, "I have to return to my home." And do you know what? The holy rabbi, he took him down to the seashore. And he gave him money, 30 silver coins, and he paid for passage for him to go back to Rome. Now, sometime later, the governor of this whole province, this whole region, died, and the Roman emperor assigned a new governor. And this governor, upon arriving in the province, immediately decreed that all Jewish people there should be punished. He made things difficult for them. They could not light Shabbos candles. They could not really go to shul. They could not learn Torah. They could not learn the Holy Torah. The Jewish community sent many, many people to try to talk to the governor, but he refused. He would not speak to anyone. Now, one day, a small delegation from a community came to the holy rabbi, and they asked him, "Can you go and talk to the Roman emperor? Maybe you could say something that would make a difference, for you're old and you're wise." And the holy rabbi looked at them and says, do you realize that we are talking to the Romans? The Romans understand only one thing, gold, and we must give him a gift. And so they gathered up 14,000 pieces of gold, and they put it in a chest. The old holy rabbi, he put that chest on the back of a donkey, and he set out to the governor's palace. And as he came up, he said to the guards at the gate, let me in, I wish to speak to the governor." And they said, "No, he doesn't speak to any of you Jews." But that particular moment, the governor was walking along the walls of his palace, and he saw the rabbi, and he called down, allow him entry, bring him immediately into my audience room." And so they brought the rabbi in, and as he entered the audience room, the governor shocked everyone. He got up off of his throne, walked over to the rabbi, and kissed his hands. No one understood. The governor said, "And how are you today, Rabbi? What can I do for you?" And the rabbi said, "There are all these terrible, terrible decrees that you have made against the Jewish community. He says, I'm asking you, can you rescind them? Can you cancel them? And the governor said, I have a few questions for you. He said, do you study your own books? The rabbi said, yes. Do you really understand them? The rabbi said, yes. The governor said, can there be any falsehoods written in your Torah? The rabbi said, heaven forbid. Our Torah is nothing but truth. And yet the governor, he turned around, you said, your Torah clearly states, an Ammonite and a Moabite shall not enter the congregation of the Lord because they did not welcome you with bread and water. Well, the next verse goes on. It says, you shall not abominate the Edomite, for he is your brother. Now, in that case, why do they not take pity? Why do your people not take pity on those that are less fortunate? And the rabbi said, I cannot answer for everyone. He says, well, I've made all these decrees because they need to be punished, because they themselves are not following the Torah that they should be following. And the rabbi looked at him, the holy rabbi, and he said, a true sign of a leader is the ability to show mercy. Can you forgive them? I've brought all of this gold. And the emperor's servants took the chest of gold. And the emperor looked. He looked. And he says, you know, your words ring true. Do you know who I am? The rabbi, the holy rabbi, looked at him and says, I'm sorry, I don't. I really don't. The governor said, let me tell you a story. And he told him the story of a shipwrecked Roman soldier who was cast up naked upon the shore. And a rabbi helped him many, many years ago. The rabbi said, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I cannot remember. And the governor smiled. He said, may all your people be the same way. May they be so filled with good deeds. May they be so filled with goodness that they forget even the most simplest of acts. He says, I've already pardoned you. I've already pardoned you. And then he ordered one of his servants to take the rabbi to his private chambers and gave him 70 coats to replace the one that he had given him when that naked, shipwrecked Roman soldier, and he gave that whole chest of gold back to the rabbi. And he said, holy rabbi, use the contents of this gold for goodness, and let anyone in need come to you, and let them learn from your actions, and let them sit at your feet and learn, for your Torah, which I believe is the Torah that God had given, be taught so that they should understand.